The scripture reading today comes from 1 Corinthians 3:16, and it's pretty short, so I'll read it from a couple different sources. Do you know that you are sacred and that the Spirit of God dwells within you? That's from the Weymouth New Testament. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives within you? That's the New Living Translation. There are others, and they're pretty similar. Let's pray together. We come awaiting. We still our minds and we quiet our bodies. We allow. We are willing to receive and to give. We accept what is. The love and grace in its eternal abundance, always available. We attend to the suffering and pain in us and all around us. Amen. You may have noticed that summer is here. It's really hot and muggy, and we already have a thunderstorm. And summer kind of invites us to do a couple of things, one of which is vacation. You may have noticed the traffic is a little lighter, or at least the patterns are different. And oftentimes we move into summer mode, running from one vacation to the next, to vacation Bible school, to camp, back to another vacation, and occasionally we make it here to church. Summer invites us to slow down, but a lot of times instead we hurry and we hustle and we breathe really shallow and we move around from place to place without pausing to listen to that still, small voice that's all so powerful within us. It makes a home, and it resides and has its being through us. I think that if Jesus were walking the earth right now, we might ask the question, why does this guy spend so much time alone? He certainly knew the importance of prayer and meditation. He went away by himself on multiple occasions, and he understood the value of silence. Depending on who you ask and which Google source you click from and to, our Christian scriptures reference meditation 23 to 28 times. We can look in Genesis and Deuteronomy. We can find it in the Psalms and in Isaiah, and then through the New Testament, especially in the Gospels. Meditation is a universal spiritual wisdom. It's a practice that's found at the core of many, if not all, religious traditions. Some biblical scholars understand that Jesus' time in the desert was one of contemplation, of deep prayer, where Jesus wrestled with who he was beginning to be, what he was called to do, what he wanted, and listened to that still small voice inside. Just like our hearts beat, the rhythm of sound and silence is available. It resonates, even through the beating of our hearts. We can benefit from retreating in regular intervals. Maybe it's regular intervals throughout the day, because there are practices that are ancient practices in the Christian tradition that pull us into prayer within certain hours of the day. Maybe that's your practice. Or perhaps it's a whole month of sabbatical or a whole year. It's really up to you. That idea of pulling back and receiving, because a lot of us spend a lot of our time giving. And Jesus got really good at living his meditation. Because meditation isn't simply sitting still. It's a way of life. It's a way of listening and responding to divine intuition. Webster defines it as contemplation or thinking. In Sanskrit, which is the unspoken language in India, the word dhyana is understood as meditation and drawing away from our senses and our desires. I really didn't read this book. I listened to it on CD, The Book of Joy, and it kind of chronicles a conversation between the Archbishop Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama. And within that listening, I heard over the course of the last couple of weeks that prayer is when we talk to God, and meditation is when God responds. One of the specific meditation practices connected to Christian history is a practice of centering prayer. The Desert Fathers and Mothers brought this into popularity, and then Thomas Keating kind of brought it even further into our practice. And it involves focusing on a specific word, which in Hindu tradition they call it a mantra. It's the same practice, it's just a different tradition. And it comes from moving God out there to the God that's in here. It's a journey of heartfulness, and it travels beyond our thinking intellect. It travels beyond mindfulness, which is a pop culture word right now, into a place of knowing. So let's try it. And all of this is challenged by choice. So I used to lead ropes course, like the high ropes where people get harnessed in and then they go across the little tightrope. And it was always challenged by choice. You don't have to go up there. And if you're halfway up and you want to come down, you come down. So that's what this whole experience is, challenged by choice. You can opt out of anything. We're just going to start out noticing. Take a look at what is around you. Notice the people, the places, the things. Notice the insert in your bulletin that's pink. And notice the back of it has lines on it. Keep that handy. And if you have a writing, something to write with, that'll be helpful later. Now close your eyes and begin to notice the smells. Let the smell come to you. And then begin to sense the temperature of the room on your skin. The sensation of space. Listen to all the sounds around you. Maybe you hear sounds within you. Follow them. sense your heartbeat, your feet on the floor, your body in the chair, the hair on your head. This miracle of matter in which you live and move and be. Begin to focus on your breath as it easily moves in and out, as it changes the shape of your body. As it travels and changes form and supplies all the cells in your body with life. And now move beyond your breath. To a deeper sense of essence, of who you are beyond the physical. And as the physical starts to creep in, like grocery lists and what I've got to do tomorrow and what I forgot to do this morning, just jot it down on that sheet of paper. Or imagine putting it on the table. The table is big enough to hold everything. And then bring yourself back into the essence of who you are. And it's that practice of coming home again and again and again that Jesus did so well. He was an amazing example of living in essence, of showing up, I'm going to offer you silence as you sit with that. And I won't say that it's real comfortable, but it's worth it. Put that on the table. As you make room for that essence and presence, a word may surface for you to center your whole being around. as you draw your next breath, let it fill you up. Let it change your shape. And as you let it go fully as you open your mouth. Bring your attention to your breath again. Travel with it as it moves in through your nose, as it fills your throat, your lungs. Trace it as it travels, as it changes, and as it exits. Sense your body in the chair. All 200 plus bones. Sense the awe of even your toes. As you bring in your breath, get bigger in your body. And as you exhale, let your body settle. Take another breath in. And deliberately create some tension. Hug your muscles to your bones. And as you let go of breath, let go of tension. Relax and soften into the space. Take a breath in and notice the smells. Sense the room around you and the warmth of the person breathing and living beside you. Listen. And as your eyes flutter open and you take in light, take a look around at all the light around you. The light in the people. And then pause and bring your hands to your heart. And as you pause here, consider the light that's inside of you. And relax. Now the paper has a different purpose. Take a minute to write yourself a little note. And it can say anything you'd like it to say. It can be about this experience, or it can be the actual grocery list, if that's what you need right now.